Debate over the existence of high-fenced deer hunting preserves goes back a decade, including an ongoing legal battle over the issue. Previous attempts to pass legislation allowing and regulating the preserves ended with those measures dying each year in the Senate. A change in committee to this year's version restricts permits to facilities that existed before the start of 2015, essentially limiting the number of preserves in the state to only a handful. Shelbyville Republican Representative Sean Eberhardt, the bill's author, says that change could be what ultimately leads to the measure's passage, helped further by a recent court decision.
The Court of Appeals made a decision that the state didn't have authority in shutting the preserves down. So if we don't act, we're going to go another year without regulation. So I think it gives us even more reason to pass the bill.
Eberhardt says a desire not to expand the industry drove the committee change, limiting licenses to existing facilities. The bill now heads to the House floor. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.